tam bylo víc lidí, než tam mělo být na to odbavení.
Dana Ratajová was happy to return to safety on Sunday morning after witnessing Israel's wave of attacks against the Hezbollah movement in Lebanon. She's one of 11 Czechs who was evacuated by the Czech government, first by bus to Syria and then by plane back to the Czech Republic. Czech Airlines has grounded all return flights from Prague to Beirut until July the 23rd. As countries around the world are urging their citizens in Lebanon to leave, I have Richard Krpač, the spokesman for the Foreign Ministry, on the line now to tell us how the evacuation procedures are going. Now, first of all, Mr. Krpač, could you tell us how many Czechs are still believed to be in Lebanon?
Well, according to the Czech embassy in Beirut, there is approximately 150 persons of the Czech origin with Czech passports living at the territory of Lebanon. And to this number we could add a couple dozens of tourists or students. So we are definitely below the number 200.
Now, 11 Czechs have returned to the Czech Republic. They returned on Sunday. I understand that there was another convoy that was supposed to leave on Monday morning. Did that happen?
That's right. Early morning today at 7:45, another convoy was leaving. Part of the convoy, which was organized with the British embassy, was a Czech bus or two Czech buses with approximately 80 Czech and Slovak citizens. According to our information, they have successfully crossed the border to Syria, and now they are on their way to Latakia, which is the airport from which we hope to transfer them to Czech Republic.
And are any more convoys being organized?
Not at the moment. The situation in Lebanon is worsening, and we issued the warning that for near future, this may be the last convoy which is possible to organize on our behalf.
Have many Czechs contacted the embassy to say that they're fine?
The embassy was in touch with every single citizen of Czech Republic in the past few days through SMS or phone. And we really leave this option to stay or to leave up to the Czechs. There must be at least several dozens of other Czechs who decided to stay, and that's their free will.
Richard Krpač, their spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. One of the Czechs who have no intention of leaving so far is the successful fashion designer Blanka Matragi, who is married to a Lebanese and has been living in Beirut for over 20 years now. Despite the bad telephone connection, we managed to get Mrs. Matragi on the phone earlier on Monday to describe the situation in the capital.
We are moving from our office to our residence because it's more safe, but nobody knows where it's more safe, you know, but we have deeper shelter in our residence where maybe we will sit the deeper floor under the ground.
Can you tell me why have you decided not to take part in the evacuations?
You know, all of our family and our friends are staying. Even the other Czech people are staying. You know, they are sympathized with the family, and there is always a complication how to leave the family and separate. And also, I have here a duty. I have big atelier. I'm employer's people, and when I see their stealth in their eyes, I will not leave them. You know, they don't know what will be with them. I'm giving them food. I'm giving them money, and I got used this during 25 years. I'm here already 25 years where we know what to expect, and I never left country during these 25 years.
How close were the shootings or bombings to the civilian areas?
It's everywhere, you know. We are surprised if they start to attack the south and the position of Hezbollah and the Shiite people where they live. But now we are surprised if they are shooting the ports and the roads and petrol station, and everybody are shocked of this attack. It's not fair for the Lebanese, you know. They, of course, they never agree with Hezbollah, but now they are also against Israel because they should not attack the civilian parts. of Beirut and Lebanon, or Lebanon even north. And you know, we are speaking with other part where the people live. They are shocked and they don't feel safe nowhere.
And at the moment, what is everyday life like, if I can ask that right
you
now?
But it looks like normal. The supermarket, all the shops are open. But you know, when you call before 2 minutes, we heard very big explosion now in Ras Beirut. It's the main banking area, very commercial area in downtown. Well, we were surprised. Why they start to bombing this area? Why? Oh, everybody are asking, you know, and you can see the scare or in the eyes of the people.
And in case you've just tuned in, that was Blanka Matraji, a Czech fashion designer living in Beirut. And I apologize for that bad telephone connection.